Well, it's been a little over a week since the US announced that it would review the AUKUS pact to check that if it aligns with the Trump administration's policy of America first. For now, the federal government here in Australia says it's not too worried, insisting that reviews are part and parcel of any significant project. Congressman Joe Courtney is the Democrat representative for the state of Connecticut and a founder of the bipartisan AUKUS working group in Congress. He joined me earlier.
Well, thank you, Sally.
What's your read on the current level of support for AUKUS in the Congress with this 30-day review underway?
So I think the support is very solid. When the announcement came out about the review, House Appropriations Committee on Defense was actually just finishing up its report out, which had language expressing and reaffirming strong support for AUKUS. The Friends of Australia Caucus, my colleague Mike McCall, like myself, put out statements when we heard about the review that, again, reiterated the 310 vote majority in 2023 that authorized AUKUS to go forward with full knowledge of, you know, all of the issues surrounding ship and submarine construction. So I think you're actually going to see more signs of that, certainly in the Senate. Tim Kaine, Gene Shaheen from New Hampshire, and there's, again, other folks that just spontaneously, spoke up about the fact that they still think AUKUS is a really important priority in terms of the U.S.'s own national security, let alone Australia's. And so I think there's really, very solid support.
This review is being led by senior U.S. defense official Elbridge Colby, who's previously described himself as skeptical about AUKUS, whether it's in the U.S. national interest. Do you think this review will be approached in good faith?
Certainly, it's a concern. I mean, I've certainly read what Mr. Colby's written about AUKUS. I've actually, read some of his sort of overall strategic thoughts, the strategy of denial, which really is very much a sort of America first type of approach in terms of, controlling our own military, making our own decisions unilaterally. However, I would note that Secretary Hegseth, who was before the House Armed Services Committee the next day after the review came out, actually spoke very positively and warmly about AUKUS, his conversations with Richard Marles in terms of ways that to actually strengthen and improve the AUKUS agreement, particularly around Pillar 2. The Secretary of the Navy had submitted written testimony last week, which he described AUKUS as what, quote, allied deterrence should look like, shared commitments, mutual investments, and results that enhance, not burden, American readiness. So that plus the fact that Navy leadership, Admiral Paparo, who is the Indo-PACOM commander, testified about a month ago, again, reiterating how important it is to have that collaboration, obviously with the rotation of U.S. subs going in and out of Western Australia, which is a real force multiplier for both countries in terms of, a free and open Pacific. So, I think that, the 30-day review is certainly a concern that friends and people who have been working on AUKUS for the last 4 years are going to be very, very focused on. And again, I think you're going to see more public statements in the coming days that reiterate the fact that Congress really did factor in some of the concerns that Mr. Colby has articulated, and yet still voted overwhelmingly in favor of giving the legal authorities for AUKUS to move forward.
Australia is exploring a security and defence partnership with the European Union. Are you concerned that the US could become more isolated under the Trump administration?
Well, certainly, particularly with NATO, a lot of us who are strong supporters of NATO and really also the coalition that stood up in the wake of Russia's unprovoked illegal invasion of Ukraine, that there's been a lot of, I think, serious concerning messages about our alliances in Europe. So, again, I think that, French naval forces have been in the Indo-Pacific as well as British naval forces for years. I mean, and you know, all of the countries have collaborated for many, many years. So I encourage Australia to pursue its own, what it thinks is in its own best interests. But that, in my opinion, is not sort of to the exclusion of AUKUS. I mean, it's not a zero-sum game.
On another matter, the White House says US President Donald Trump will make a decision on whether to attack Iran within the next 2 weeks. What do you make of the way the president has handled this conflict so far?
So, again, I'm relieved that we're at least going to get a short pause before any decisions are made about sending U.S. military assets into Iran. I mean, I think everybody knows the real wish of Israel is to have the U.S. use B-2 bombers and the large bunker-busting bombs to take out the nuclear facility that's buried at Fordo. In my opinion, you know, that's a decision that under the Constitution, Congress definitely should have the primary say. I mean, that's what Article 1 of the Constitution, Section 8, calls for. There's no question that an attack like that, which Congress may determine is justified, still carries many risks in terms of sucking the U.S. Deeper and deeper into another conflict in the Middle East. And we've seen that movie before. As David Petraeus, the four-star Army general who served in the Middle East, said, you know, you have to ask the question and get an answer about how does this end? And having the U.S. sort of participate in what is clearly, you know, a proposed military operation that in another sovereign nation's airspace and territory is something that I think would trigger the Petraeus question. And we really need to get good answers from the military. By the way, we have had no briefings, either classified or public, to the Armed Services Committee or the Intelligence Committee since the conflict, you know, escalated between Israel and Iran.
How unusual is that?
It's unusual. I mean, the House has been out this week, but the Senate's been in, and we're all going back next week. And at this point, nothing is scheduled. And, I've been around long enough for when, you know, situations like this have arisen, it is standard operating procedure for leadership of both the House and the Senate to have classified briefings for the entire bodies in both the House and the Senate.
Joe Courtney, thank you very much for joining me again on Radio National Breakfast.
Great. Thanks, Ali.
It was Congressman Joe Courtney there, Democrat representative for the state of Connecticut and also a member of the Armed Services Committee in US Congress.
You're listening to ABC Radio National.